Now, David's going to come up now, and I'll ask David to come up, and he's going to do the act of Thanksgiving dedication.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Very warm welcome, especially if you are visiting with us today. Now, I am going to attempt to welcome people by name, so if I do miss anyone, please forgive me, or blame Sharon, whatever comes first. Big special welcome, obviously, to Victoria today, wherever she is. Hopefully she's here to the back. I'm too young to wave back. To Gabriella, to Mum and Dad, Louise and Navin. Granny Liz and George, Aunt Beverly, Auntie Pauline and family there too. To Granda Jackie, wherever he is. He's here somewhere. So you're more than welcome for this very special morning. And to everyone else who's came along today. It's going to be a special time that we spend together because it's time that we set aside as Victoria's family, as the church, the Shankill Community Fellowship, to do four things. And firstly, we want to give thanks to God for the gift of Victoria Grace Muhammad. Secondly, acknowledge that our God is in control of all things and that God is interested in us as individuals. Acknowledge that God created and God knows Victoria. And thirdly, and most importantly, as Louise and Navin are both believers in Jesus and have trusted him as their own and personal saviour, we as a fellowship want to join with Louise and Navin and bring Victoria before the Lord and ask that he, in his mercy, at some point in the future, will by his grace save her as he did with her parents. We acknowledge that this service today doesn't save Victoria. Yeah. This service today will not make Victoria a Christian. But as parents brought their children to Jesus to be blessed, so do we today. And we do this knowing that Jesus didn't turn them away. So we're asking God today that he'll save Gabriella when she's young. And as his Holy Spirit lives within her, that she will avoid the worst excesses of sin and the damage that sin will bring to a life that's lived without Jesus. And we're going to ask God that when Victoria is older, she will obey and she'll follow and she will serve God. And she will enjoy an abundant life filled with the joy that's promised to those who delight themselves in Jesus. And fourthly, to make promises as Victoria's family and as a fellowship of believers to ensure that we carry out our responsibility to bring her up with the discipline and the instruction that comes from the Lord. So just want to take a minute to look at some of the scripture that highlights our responsibility as believers and to Louise and Navin as Christian parents to ensure that our children and the children that come to this fellowship are raised in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. If you want to look along, that's fine. If not, it's on the screen, so just look up there and you'll see it. The first thing we're going to look at is Deuteronomy 6, 4, verse 8. And by the providence of God, this was our daily reading this morning, the one that we share together from our daily bread. So it's Deuteronomy 6, 4, verse 8. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. When you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. One look at Proverbs 22 verse 6. So there's no need to look it up. Feel happy just to read it off the screen. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says this. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Even when he or she is old, he will not depart from it. This is Isaiah 54 verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Given thanks to God for her son Samuel, Hannah brought him to the temple and said this, found in 1 Samuel, for this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord. Of course, when babies brought their children to... Sorry, when parents brought their babies to Jesus, the disciples tried, you'll remember, you know the story well, they tried to turn them away, but Jesus accepted them. Luke 18 says this: people were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked him. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Before this point, we'd just like to invite the Muhammad family up to the front. Just going to ask some questions of Louise and Navin this morning. They're going to respond what we do. And at one point, I'm just going to ask everyone here to stand up, and if you're in agreement with the question, then just answer, "We do." Louise and Nama, do you thank God for the gift of Victoria? Do you, as Christian parents, dedicate yourself to God and promise to provide a Christian home for Victoria, to bring her up in the faith of the gospel, teaching her that there is salvation and no other than Jesus? Louise and Navin, in presenting Victoria to the Lord, do you promise in dependence on divine grace to teach her the truths and duties of the Christian faith, and by prayer and precept and example to bring her up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord? Maybe everyone could stand at this point, please. This question is for family, for friends, and for Shankill Community Fellowship, so if in agreement, please answer with the words, "We do." Do you, as friends and church and family, affirm that you will do all that was in with your power to assist Navin and Louise in fulfilling these promises? Please take your seats. To Victoria, this is our prayer this morning. Victoria, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. We're going to pray for Victoria now. Let's close our eyes as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Victoria. We grant that she grow in wisdom and stature and in favour of God and man. We ask that you would save her early in life, Lord, that you would save her from the dangers of childhood, Lord, and the temptations of youth. Grant Victoria the desires of her heart as she delights in you, and may she seek you and may she serve you all of her life until you take her home to glory. We ask for your blessing on the family. We pray that you would be with Louise and Navin, that you would provide for them in every way, for the material and for the spiritual, Lord. We commit this family into your hands in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Saviour. Amen. Can't really say it's been the tradition of this church because we're not old enough yet, but when Gabriella was born, the fellowship here presented Gabriella with a Bible, and we just like to do the same for Victoria.
Thank you, David. Special, isn't it?
Yeah.